Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Shalom and blessings. I know that it has been a horribly long time since Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries has had a podcast episode, and I could give you all sorts of reasons which are legitimate and excuses which are not legitimate, but we're back for the first episode of season 3, and this is a very important episode. Because we're going to talk about the big lie of the quote-unquote concept of your truth. Because there is, I think, no bigger lie than speaking your truth. I hear people all the time saying, well, I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm glad you're quote-unquote speaking your truth. And I have to tell you, that's nothing but a big, fat, old lie. There is no such thing as your truth, my truth, our truth. There is only one thing, the truth. There is either the truth or a lie. Now, some of you have already shut me down because you've used that phrase of your truth, my truth, our truth, but it's all a lie. I remember once when I was teaching speech communications at a small college in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I had them debate a topic, and it was a Christian college, so I could get away with this topic. And the title of the topic was, The Pursuit of Truth Takes Precedence Over All Other Moral Values. Now, since these were a lot of Christian kids, they came to me and they said, Miss Downey, does that mean like biblical truth? And I said, you have to decide. Does it mean biblical truth? And they came to me and they said, Miss Downey, does this mean that we can use our Bible? And I said, you decide. Does that mean you can use your Bible or not? And they had to decide, what is truth? So what is truth? And that is one of the big questions today. What is truth? What is a lie? Is there such a thing as one person having a truth that is different on the very same topic that is different than my truth? Now think about that for a second. And I'm going to give you the most repulsive example that I could think of. And I've thought about this example, and this is a repulsive example. Imagine a woman is assaulted, sexually assaulted, and she is assaulted, she is raped, she is, you know, anything repulsive that you can imagine that has happened to a woman. And the rapist goes in and says, she was asking for it. Now, 99 people out of 100 would go, that is disgusting, that is repulsive, that is horrible to even think that she was asking for it. But the rapist, he could say, that is my truth. She was asking for it. Now, we would hopefully, we would all find that disgusting. And 99 people out of 100 would hopefully find that disgusting. But all it would take is one person on the jury who would think, well, that is his truth. He believed she was asking for it. So how could we dare find him guilty? Because that is his truth. Do you see where I'm going with that logic? Because the rapist said that was his truth, that she was asking for it. So we can't find him guilty because that's his truth. Do you understand the point I'm making? That is the logic of the idea of your truth, my truth, our truth. How could anyone ever be found guilty of a crime of murder or rape or a bank robbery ever again with the concept of your truth, my truth, our truth? Because there is only one truth. A man raped a woman, and he should be found guilty. That is the only truth that is out there. He should be found guilty. But in the idea of subjective, situational truth, we can never find anyone guilty again of any crime. Do you see where I'm going? That is the big lie of the idea of your truth. But the pursuit of truth does, if we define truth as it truly is, does take precedence over all other moral values. Well, I started wondering, who are some of the advocates of the concept of your truth, my truth, our truth? So I Googled the idea of your truth. And so here are some of the people who have some quotes on this. And of course, who pops up? The goddess of daytime television, Oprah. Here's one of her quotes, which I thought was quite interesting. Her quote, what I know for sure is that you feel real joy in direct proportion to how connected you are to living your truth. Let's break down that quote. Again, this is from Queen Oprah. What I know for sure. Now, if you are living your truth, how can you actually know for sure anything? What I know for sure is that you feel real joy in direct proportion to how connected you are to living your truth. How can you know anything for sure, Oprah, if you're living your truth? If you're living your truth, how can you know anything for sure? Because your truth might be in direct contradiction to my truth. And my truth might cause me great misery. It actually might cause you great misery. There cannot be any joy if we all walk around with different truths. The idea of subjective, situational, everyone has different truths, causes not joy, but misery. That is the big lie of the idea of your truth, because no one can truly have joy, because we will have different agendas. We will have different goals. We will have different objects that we want to achieve. So no one can have true joy because we will be seeking to try to get ahead of somebody else's truth. That's the big lie. So what is truth? And so then I also went to different religions, different ideas. Deepak Chopra, who is a Buddhist Hindu kind of convoluted, complicated mess, says, I am here to serve. I am here to inspire. I am here to love. I am here to live my truth. He might be here to love, but he's here to love his truth, not anybody else's truth. Because if he's here to love the world, then he won't be here to love himself. Now, what do I mean by that? If he's here to inspire others, then he can't love himself more than he loves other people. Because if he's here to love himself, then he can't love others. And I think you know where I'm getting to. Because Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Jesus says, I am truth. But I want to tell you, and you have to understand the setting of when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. When did Jesus say, I am truth? When did Jesus say that? I'm going to tell you. He didn't say, I am truth when it was easy. He didn't say, I am truth when everybody loved him. He didn't say, I am truth when he was popular. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life when he was in the upper room the night before he was crucified. The night before he gave his life for the sins of the world. Jesus says, I am truth. The night before he died for you and for me. Jesus said, I am truth. When he was about to die for your sins, my lies, your lies, our lies. Jesus said, I am truth, when he could have run away from the problems. You know, instead of being Deepak Chopra, saying, I'm here to serve, I'm here to inspire, I'm here to love, I'm here to live my truth, Jesus said, I'm here to die for you because I am truth. Jesus wasn't just here to inspire, Jesus was here to die. Because he knew that we could not do anything because we're just a bunch of liars. We have no truth within us. So he came to be truth for us. There is only one truth, and his name is Jesus. Satan is the father of lies, it says in Scripture. And Jesus is truth because we have no truth within us. And we desperately need him. And we need him because he is truth. Because the pursuit of truth, the pursuit of Jesus, the pursuit of saying, we need you, Father. We need you, Son of God. We need you, God the Son. Because you are truth, because we are lie. Because there is no truth within us, is what we all desperately need in this world. There is no your truth, my truth, our truth. There's your lies, my lies, our lies. There is only one truth, and his name is Jesus. He is the Messiah for the whole world. He is the Messiah of the Jewish people. He's the Messiah of all people. And he is truth. He is life. He is hope. He is eternity. And we need him desperately in this world today that is full of lies. We need him now more than ever before. That's all I've got to say today. Because the big lie of your truth can be redeemed by the big truth of Messiah Jesus. This has been the first episode of season 3 of Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. Hope you come back. Want you to come back. Because there is no other truth, absolute truth, than Messiah Jesus. Shalom. God bless. Until next time.